The National Cotton Council recently released their annual early season planting intention survey, and Georgia Cotton Commission's Richie Seaton was a bit surprised by the numbers projected for our state.
The projections were based on a grower survey that was, I guess, taken December and January. They projected us to be up to 1,372,000 acres, which is just 0.1% increase for us. Nationally, all cotton is up just a bit over 8%. Some of the more traditional states, particularly in the Mid-South, have jumped back up. And I was surprised that we didn't increase just a bit more, my own opinion and conversations with industry friends. But, you know, with the Farm Bill now passing, that may affect cropping schemes here in our state. But, you know, obviously our farmers are committed to cotton, and hopefully it will continue to be financially advantageous for them to keep a large percentage of their cropping mix in cotton.
And more info on what that mix might be will come in March with the release of USDA's National Ag Statistics Service Planting Intentions Report.
Obviously, be a national survey, cotton and all crops, and those results will be released on March 31st, and that should be something that all of us will be focusing on to see. Usually, the council and the USDA's planting intentions are reasonably close together, and let's hope cotton holds its predominant position here in Georgia.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.